As Vermonters rebuild from this summer's historic floods, many lack the main financial backstop for recovering: flood insurance. Without it, they're left relying on federal disaster aid, which generally pays out much less money. Only 1-2% of households in Vermont have flood insurance, according to the state. As flooding becomes ever more common, Vermont Public's Carly Berlin looks into why so few residents have the protection.
The old house on Scampini Square in Berry City was a fixer-upper, but it had a big, sunny front porch, a selling point for Peter Anthony, who bought this place back in 1977.
It wasn't insulated. The yard wasn't very well kept. All the glass needed to be glazed. So it was like sweat equity plus a good value, but a risky spot, and no argument about that.
Anthony, who's now a state lawmaker, knew from the get-go that this house was prone to flooding. It sits mere feet away from the Stevens branch of the Winooski River, inside one of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's designated high-risk flood zones. At first, Anthony got flood insurance. It cost about $300 a year, and it was required. A federal law mandates that most homeowners with mortgages in FEMA's high-risk flood zones get coverage. By the mid-90s, Anthony and his family had been through a few floods, all confined to the basement. And in that time, their flood insurance premium had doubled. They had paid off their mortgage, making insurance optional, so they dropped it.
We simply said, we'll go bare, as they say.
Experts say there could be a few reasons why so few Vermonters have flood insurance. Robert DeSauniers is a regional insurance specialist for FEMA. He says Vermont's aging population could play a role. Many people, like Anthony, have survived past floods with minimal damage and now own their homes outright, so no more federal mandate. But there's also no getting around the expense, DeSauniers says. Flood insurance can be pricey, and it's a whole separate policy on top of homeowners insurance.
Some of the premiums are high, I guess. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
FEMA recently implemented a new pricing model that could see the average cost of flood insurance for single-family homes in Vermont double to over $2,200 a year.
The consequence of this new pricing model is that many Vermonters will see a large increase in their flood insurance premiums. That certainly has the potential to decrease insurance uptake even further.
That's Jesse Gurevich, a postdoctoral fellow at the Environmental Defense Fund who lives in Vermont. He says besides how much flood insurance costs, there's also a lack of awareness around who might want to get it. Even Vermonters who live outside of FEMA's high-risk zones face flood risks, fueled by climate change, and they may not know it. Vermont doesn't require someone selling a property to tell a potential buyer any information about flood risk, like whether a house has flooded before. Many other states have enacted flood risk disclosure laws, and Gurevich says one in Vermont could encourage more people to get insurance.
So I think providing that types of information to prospective home buyers is also really critical in that home buyer understanding their risk and also may support greater insurance uptake.
Beyond hard facts about risk, there's also a sort of cognitive bias at play, Gurevich says. Even after 2011's Tropical Storm Irene, Vermont hasn't typically been associated with flooding in the same way coastal states are. And that could mean a lot of people here hadn't internalized the impact flooding could have on them. This summer's flooding may be changing that. In July, Peter Anthony's home filled with water. It was the first time floodwaters ever rose above the basement. Anthony and his wife are now renting an apartment nearby.
Admittedly, the world has shrunk. I mean, if you used to living on a quarter of an acre and gardens and porches and more room than you actually need, and all of a sudden you go into a one-bedroom apartment, that's a remarkable change.
Their options for the house are limited. FEMA gave Anthony money to rebuild after Irene. But because he still didn't obtain flood insurance, FEMA said it wouldn't help him if the house flooded again. Anthony feels some doubt. Maybe he should have kept paying for flood insurance all along. So recently, he went back and got another quote. The premium for his house, right along the river's edge, would now cost $5,000 a year. But even if Anthony had an insurance payout in hand, he would need to pay a fortune to floodproof this place. And he wonders if it's worth it. He and some of his neighbors are thinking about pursuing a buyout, so no one will live in this risky spot anymore.
I will grieve again. I mean, it's as simple as that. You can't spend 45 years, raise your kids in a place, and then walk away as if, well, it was just a convenience. Doesn't work that way.
Standing in his once abundant vegetable garden, now covered in a layer of silt, he pictured his home becoming a park. For Vermont Public, I'm Carly Berlin.
That was Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public.